Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And we're here again for another show. And we do many of these. I'm just looking at the just my basic notes, which is entity clearing, chakras, and mind to heart here. And the shows are always basically live, whatever the light beings want to bring through. So we're kind of just in the moment here. So we'll just talk about the lightship. It comes here once every 2,000 years. And it's here for the ascension process of the universe of light, which means that they're here to help us now. They got activated and came here basically, we'll just say 3 years ago approximately. And they'll be here for a short time to do the ascension, which is the basic end of the process. And then from there, the universe of light gets dematerialized and gets turned back on again after the light gets rid of the darkness and collects... kind of like a mother chick getting all of its, mother hen getting all of its little chicks. So it has to go out and find all the spirits, all the soul that it created. If it can't do that, then it will do it as much as it can. And then from there, it turns it back on again. And everything gets reinstated with its own spiritual blueprint over again, providing that that blueprint is energized by a spirit or another spirit. In the case of the Earth here, the Earth spirit is no longer going to have 3D reality. It's going into 8D, which means that our planet is made for 3D. And unless something else takes on this energy, this planet Earth will no longer be in existence. And this is kind of how the ascension process works. There have been other races on this planet, different, say, groups of individuals, different cultures that have been through an ascension process. What's left is the physical stuff. Maybe their bowls and different artifacts, buildings, but they don't find any bones of the people. That's because the people were at a spiritual evolution where they could actually do the ascension. So they just basically vanished, and what was left behind was all of their artifacts. This time the Earth is going to be dematerialized like it did 2,000 years ago. And 2,000 years ago, the Earth spirit decided to, again, do another stint here in 3D reality. And after the universe was turned back on again, it decided to join the blueprint of the Earth and re-energize it again. So it rematerialized the way it was before that time process, before the universal shift. So it was here, and then not here, and then here again. Well, this time, it's here right now. Then it won't be here. The Earth spirit saying, adios, I'm out of here, and it's going into 8D. So what we're looking at now may not be in existence here after the universal shift, which you may call the ascension time. It could be 2012. This is why the different predictions indicate that time is basically ended for that process. So hopefully we'll see what happens here. Everybody will be able to do the ascension and be able to take their body with them. If you can't take your body, your spirit's out of here anyway. You're no longer trapped on this planet for the forced reincarnation by the negative ETs that was brought down here. So, most of the clearings that I do basically include clearings that deal with your genetic cellular memory. And this is what is causing you to be the way you are, the way you look. All the issues that you're dealing with in this lifetime are brought forth according to your cellular memory of your ancestors or the judgments that they have taken on in those lifetimes and is passed on to you. So what we're going to do first is some entity releasing. Remember, the entities can also give you a mood swing in your life. Your behavior can change. You could have different thoughts. You could do different things that are normally not according to your normal MO. And these are entities that can come into you. So we're going to take them away as much as we can right now in this short session. I do hour-long sessions with people to release them, and that helps them out a whole lot. So if you're interested in having yourself cleared of entities at that given time, I can do that. I can't guarantee that entities will not come back to you ever again, but the ones that are with you are gone, and they cause addictions and all different types of situations. That normally is not what you really want to do or be in the presence of as far as their addictive behaviors. So So here we go, and work from the bottom of your feet up to the top of your head, taking away entities now. And here we go. Just sit back and relax. The Light Shift is doing it for you. If you're new to the program, click on Creation Light Shift Healing. If you're not on the page that we have for our site here on Don's website, and just go to the same time here, day of Monday, and just scroll down and click on the 4 o'clock time spot where it says Creation Light Shift Healing, and then go down once it comes up about an inch or so on your scroll bar, and bring up the light beam. I'm going to energize her. This is a female energy that will be coming through right now. The females normally come through. They come in groups of three. And there will be three light beams coming through, and you may actually feel them in your heart center. So we're working now up to the knees and going into our solar plex area, going up to our shoulders, down our arms, down our fingers, working on our neck, top of our head. And this you should be doing yourself daily, commanding your spirit to release entities out of you. You might just take a note of that. If you have a cell phone, maybe you can program it maybe every couple hours to have it go off, do a beep, so that you can be able to release entities. It takes probably a couple of minutes to do, and you will feel better afterwards, and you're going to regain your energy. Remember, these are emotional bodies of people who passed on. And naturally, you don't want to have any ghosts with you. And, you know, you could have, you know, hundreds, if not thousands, of these things attached to you attempting to control your body. And they do it emotionally. So here we go. Taking them out of you right now. Going to bring more of your spirit back. Again, your spirit is involved in this process. And you must command your spirit to do the healings on you. The more you have in your body, the better results you're going to be having, because your spirit's a conduit for healing. So if you're, say, 70% in your body, which would be probably a very high number for most people, then you're going to have a much better chance of having physical healings done to you. The typical person on the planet here is probably between 10 and 20% unconscious, if they even have a spirit, and you know, they just live a life in survival, basically. And they may have a good time at that, but they're not attached to their spirituality. So here we go. I'm going to bring more of you back into your body. Remember, once we release the entities, you cannot leave a void. If you leave a void, then what's going to come into you? More entities. So you don't want to have that. So when you go out of your body, you're creating a void also, and you don't want to, again, leave yourself wide open. Remember, who's minding the fort when you're not home? Your spirit is your protector, your guidance, and if you're not home, then who is? And it'll be somebody else besides yourself. So here we go. Coming back in, I'll count to 10. Take a deep breath. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next we're going to do a chakra alignment. I'm going to go to your heart center, move that around. So we'll go heart, throat, third eye, power, second, and first. There, you're all in alignment right now. Do an opening. We'll start with your heart. Use the word spin. You may feel the energy move. So spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, your solar plex area, spin, 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 spin. Oh, there's some tension there. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Okay, just kind of sample your body right now. You should feel more energy flowing through you because your spirit gives you that energy, and with your chakras a little more opened up, you're going to have a better chance of healing during this program. Next, we're going to do the mind-to-heart drop. So take your awakening consciousness, whatever that means to you, and drop it into your heart center for your guidance. So here we go. Now do it slow so you can feel the energy if you like. We're going to drop you down like an elevator. 10th floor of the elevator is your forehead, we'll say, your mind, maybe your brain, whatever you think with. And from there, and this is where you actually feel the thoughts inside of your head. So here we go. That's the 10th floor, and first floor is your heart. So dropping down, so 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll put some music on so you can stay in your heart. Remember, this is where your guidance is. It's not inside of your head. That's where entities talk to you. Your heart's very sacred. So you want to stay in your heart to get your guidance. If you're not in the heart, you're not in the now, and you're not in spirit. Sylvia is out there in cyberspace. Are you there, Sylvia?
I'm here. Hello and welcome, everyone. And it's wonderful to have you here. And, Ron, thank you. That was a wonderful introduction to the light ship, to the ascension process, and getting everyone in their bodies and heart center. That was really great. I wanted to mention something more about the mind-to-heart drop that is very nice to do for yourself every day as you practice it, and I wanted to suggest doing it out loud, just how Ron does the countdown. Do that yourself, because as you do that, then you will actually hear the resonance change. You'll actually hear the change in your voice and feel the vibration as you drop your consciousness down into your heart center, and then you'll feel your thoughts and your voice and everything coming from your heart center instead of from your head. So that's very helpful to do when you're doing the heart drop. So the mind to heart drop. So I wanted to just say that. And also, Ron, you talked at the beginning of the hour about the 3D reality versus the 8D reality, and I thought we could just talk about that a little bit and the whole concept of getting out of duality.
Yes, okay. So we are on a planet of duality, it was not created that way by the creation light ship, and it became that way by the dark side coming here with different teachings. And unfortunately, that's kind of where we are now. It's how we got here, and everything else is kind of meaningless. You know, I'm sure people could do research on it, look around. The light ship really is not going to tell you how and why. It's just that we only work in the now. And so your choices as humans have brought you into this duality that we live in. It was not created by the light. The light does not need duality to mirror anything back to itself as far as a negative situation, you know, in comparison to a positive one or vice versa. It doesn't work that way. Everything is in pure light and pure love. And so it's just more and more and more love. And the reflection is being able to have your twin flame energy, which has been, which is what the 4-in-1 session is that I do for people. I bring in your twin flame energy that's been not allowed to connect with you for, you know, all of your lifetimes here, basically. I've been back probably, I don't know, maybe 85,000 years so far with people before they incarnated here. And, you know, people have been without that twin flame energy ever since. So I do a special session, special healing to bring that to yourself and also your home base energy. So the duality, what's happened is that the Earth Spirit has been here for a long time and is choosing not to be controlled by extraterrestrials any longer. That's basically the process. Because they brought in duality here into all their teachings, infiltrated the light. And, you know, it's probably very tired of this energy, so it's now going to leave. And it already created its new planet blueprint that's on the light ship now, and it's going to eighth-dimensional reality. And that's just a term that we have here, okay? So we're typically in 3D, and it's going to 8D. And like I mentioned before, the Earth, as we know it now, after the universal ship, when the big power switch gets turned off, the power switch which keeps all frequencies in the light running, just think of it that way, like a big power station, it's going to turn it off, and everything that is not of the light is going to drop away. And the light always attracts light, so it's going to see itself, and then everything gets changed around, like musical chairs. Your spirit goes to your home base energy, and then from there it decides where it chooses to incarnate into its next incarnation. Then the power switch gets turned back on again, and you will have the choice to where you wish to go to in the universe of light. So this is kind of what's happening. So the Earth Spirit is not going to be here, and that's the Earth Spirit has its frequency in all of us. This is why some people are very empathic toward Earth energies, because they're actually resonating to that Earth energy, the Earth Spirit's energy. And it's given us a chance, a choice, if we choose to. Remember, this is all free choice in the light. If you choose to go along with the Earth Spirit to another consciousness, which we'll just call eight-dimensional reality, then the Earth Spirit will oblige you and allow you to come there if you choose to. And you can come there in spirit form, and or, more importantly, you can come there with your physical body in perfect health and wellness. But it's up to you to clear out your body's densities enough, the cellular memory like I talked about earlier, that's passed on, you know, through your ancestors. And these are all judgments, and if you're able to clear those out, then your spirit can come back to your blueprint of your body, which is no longer in existence anywhere but on the light ship. And it can re-energize that over again, and then your body now, when that universal shift happens and it gets turned back on again, can now be re-energized and go to 8D reality. It's as simple as that. So the choice is, can your spirit energize your body, blueprint, because no bodies will be in existence. Everything will be turned off. So your computer, everything that's created by the light, you know, all this stuff around you, the dirt, the ground, everything is turned off, and then all of a sudden when the shift happens and the light ship decides it's the proper time to turn it back on again, then you're able to come to your physical body's blueprint, your spirit is, and it'll see if it has densities in it or not. If it has densities and it can no longer be materialize because the light is a very strong frequency. And the light being what it is, if it was materialized with densities on the light ship before it goes off to its next incarnation, it would be instantly zapped. It would no longer be in existence because the light's too powerful. The light cannot resonate in densities, and the density would just actually burn up, in a sense. And so at that point, you wouldn't have a body any longer. So the spirit says, can I energize this body in pure light? Yes or no? If it can come into the body 100%, then it gets energized over again. And you're going to look just like you do now, but in perfect health. You might pick a certain age of your body, genetics, and then you go to 8D. And then there's no duality on 8D. So it's just pure love energy. And you'll be one of the people that are there that can talk about and have consciousness of the earth plane here and what it was like to live here. And you will be with other beings of light. And they may look like extraterrestrials that we see now, because remember, they're all from the light initially. And so there's all different types of creation energies out there, you know, billions of them, and you're going to be one of those life forms. And you're going to have that consciousness of what Earth used to be like. So it's kind of up to you if you are willing to work on yourself enough. And just by doing the clearings, you're able to live life a lot more, maybe abundantly, or at least not have stress as much as what you have in the past, because you're programmed in a dualistic reality from the God plane here. And the God plane is what is being taught down here by almost all of the different religious teachings. And the God plane has duality in it, and with that are maybe sometimes there's a different deities that are here to help out in that negativity. But all these energies maybe came from the light ship, or they were created by a deity that created another deity from the earth plane here. And so if it was created on the light ship, then it will return back to the light ship. If it's an earth-based energy, then it will no longer be in existence. So this is kind of how the situation works here. There are some different religious organizations that have some really strange views, and they have different things that they pray to, which are false idols, we'll say, that do carry energy. A lot of people use some of these for witchcraft, etc. And these energies are very, very negative, and they weren't created by the light. They're created in mind energy and created by the God force energy on the earth plane, God energy pool. So you have to know that this God energy that is in all the different churches here, each one is probably different, and it's extraterrestrial based as far as where it connects to. Remember, your own divinity is inside of yourself. There's no God energy that's any stronger than your own light force in you. So by diverting the energy, by going outside of yourself to some religious organization, and there's plenty of churches around, all these organizations are not using the light ship's energy. They're using the God plane energy here, because the light ship does not need any of your prayers. You know, you're here to connect to your own prayers, we'll say, into your own spirit. This is the teachings of the light ship, the same as Jesus. Don't go outside of yourself. So as you do these other practices, then once you pray to these energies or connect to them, you don't know where you're going. You know, what's connecting back to you? You think you're going into some divine energy, but it's not so, because the divine energy is already with you. So you're just giving yourself away, allowing your spirit to have problems. Maybe you might start losing part of your spirit energy, connecting to these extraterrestrial beings that you know nothing about, that you can't figure out or see or even know, that are invisible to you. And this is a very negative thing that has come about on this planet in duality from the God source energy that people pray to in the God plane. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. Would you like to take up some of the questions and requests that we have on the fast chat?
Sure. Whatever you want to bring about, that'd be fine.
Okay, great. Let's see. First question we have from Ed is, the creation light ship's universe of light the same as a news white light?
I don't even know what that is, so I can't. The light ship is... It's a light ship. It's creation energy. So I can't really answer that question because I don't have an answer for it.
Yeah, I couldn't exactly either. The only thing I've heard of Anu is that it's the Galactic Federation energy. So
if it's Galactic Federation, then it probably would not be of the light.
Okay, and the next question...
All those energies work in duality. See, the Galactic Federation is, or these extraterrestrial beings were created from the light, from the light ship, and then a lot of them chose to go into duality. And from the duality standpoint, then they're corrupted. This is why the light ship comes every 2,000 years for the universal ship to clean out the darkness out of these beings. And they're also given the choice. Now, some of these extraterrestrials from the Galactic Federation, if they happen to align themselves, like sign contracts and agreements with the dark side, especially for the Earth plane here, where they're actually allowing these extraterrestrial energies to come to the Earth plane with their consent, at that point they're really infiltrated, and the light may not ever allow that spirit. The spirit will leave, but the being itself, you see, will no longer go through the ascension. It'll be terminated. It'll be actually just destroyed because it's holding dark frequencies attached to that body. This is why you don't want to do anything that connects your body through energy cordings to anything else. So the body is what the problem would be. The spirit still could be okay, just that it's not conscious. That extraterrestrial energy, we'll just say that it's Palladian. So there's one Palladian energy or being, and there could be billions of these beings. So it's just like on the planet Earth here. There's good ones and bad ones, okay? So we'll just say this one being from the Pleiades happened to get infiltrated by the darkness, and it happens to be at a high enough stature the affairs to allow the dark side to come to the planet Earth here. So maybe it's in some kind of spiritual hierarchy, and it goes, yeah, I'll turn my back here. I'll get this little payoff underneath the table, and I'll allow the dark side to come in and bring in their extraterrestrial worm energies to the planet. And these worm energies will now come into every human being on the planet and give them illnesses and diseases. And so that person will be definitely accounted for, and the entities will be destroyed, and so will the body. And so will the darkness that's attaching to that body, because the body was more than likely created from light initially. So that the light ship will see that body as something that was infiltrated against its free will, because remember, your body doesn't want to do anything against its free will. It doesn't want to go out and, maybe get into car accidents or, kill someone, etc. And so the entities in it, that controlling force, has to be reckoned with. So the light ship will go out and find the darkness that caused this problem, and it will go into the dark universes doing this process. And it will make those dark universes turn into light automatically. And so if that person was controlled by, say, one entity that was a dark entity from the dark universe, it will have the choice at that time also to come into the light. And if it doesn't come into the light, then it's terminated instantly because it shouldn't be here. And that's the process. This is why the light ship comes every 2,000 years. This is why Jesus came to teach ascension 2,000 years ago. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have a request for you to talk about the 4-in-1 clearing that you do.
Okay, the 4-in-1 was one of my original clearings. What people need to have that beforehand is an emotional clearing, a mental clearing, a past life clearing, and then you can do the 4-in-1. There are other clearings that you might need also, but with the 4-in-1, your twin flame energy gets connected to you energetically. So it's out in the universe someplace, in the universe of light, and it's probably not in duality because there's not too many places that are in duality like this one here. But it cannot come into you unless you're cleaned out of a lot of your baggage, especially emotional traumas and stuff. This is why your spirit leaves you too. So your twin flame energy is your spiritual backup. It's the other half of you. Remember, you're only here with half of your spirit. The other half of you is no longer with you. So this is why you feel the heartache and the loneliness and wanting to have relationships, because you're only half here. You're looking for something outside of yourself that should be with you instantly. So the dark side prevented that. So that's one part of the clearing. The second part is The lightship disconnects you from 13 planets that are courting your physical body energetically. And I do other clearings too on this, but the 13 ones are major ones. They may be known or unknown to us. And most people, once the clearing is done, they no longer feel the energy of the moon. And they don't go through the cycles of the astrological charts that people talk about. So that's another part of the clearing. That's the second part. Actually, I do that one first. The other one is, number three would be connecting you to your home base energy. So your home base energy is where you go to. This is your spiritual family. When you're created and you leave the light ship and you never return back to the light ship because you're a creative being and you're out to experience the universe. So your next stopping place then when you go through each incarnation is not the light ship but your home base energy. So every spirit that was created the same time that you were created goes to your home base energy. And so this is your spiritual backup. They can visit you. And again, the dark side prevented that energy from being with you. So you feel lonely down here also because you don't have any help. Your friends, your spiritual friends are somewhere out there and you have no connection to them. It's mimicked down here. Remember, the dark side mimics the light 99.9%. And so what happens is they created your soul family down here and your spiritual contracts and agreements. This is how they presented that to your spirit and through all the different information that people read to get into the mind energy. And this is what you perceive is your spiritual identity, is your soul family here and your contracts and who you incarnate with and everything else. Well, that's just a takeoff of the true reality of the light of your true spiritual family from your home base energy. And then the next part is I disconnect you from the energies which are keeping you in karma, keeping you in the law of cause and effect here, keeping you in duality, keeping you in the God plane energy. Remember, you can't leave that God plane because this is what you're taught here, that you die. You go up to the God plane energy. You go to heaven. We'll use that term. So you go to heaven, or maybe you go to hell if you've been a bad person. And those both exist in the God plane. Remember, there's duality there. And after you get cleaned off enough and the dark side takes away your emotional traumas, remember, the dark side is taking away your emotional traumas. Remember, when your spirit is traumatized, it has no more energy. It's out of horsepower. So it has to clean you off so that you can be brought back here again in forced reincarnation, because it needs to live on your energy of the body and the energy of your spirit. So the dark side cleans you off perfectly. You think that you're doing this great job. You think that the God plane energy, this heaven energy, cleans you off, and now you're ready to come back in again because all of your other spirit friends are incarnating. Remember, like mind, everybody has the same process. They want to come back to help out. They have a mission here, and the mission is actually in duality of taking away and your soul energy, but you don't know the difference, so you come back here, and you go through the same process over again. You go, why am I doing this? It doesn't feel right to me. I think I did this before. Didn't I learn my lesson? Gee, am I that stupid? And it's not that you're that stupid. It's just that you picked a body that needed help with this lesson, this experience, because your body wants to have a healing. So your spirit's here to heal your body. So it has the same agenda, comes into the next life form, and over and over and over again, and you get stuck in this reincarnation loop, which is a forced reincarnation from the dark side. And the dark side then, after that lifetime, will dust you off again, get your spirit energy back to normal, because it needs to have all the energy that it could possibly ever get out of you, every little drop of energy it needs. So you're cleaned off and you come back in again. So that's the 4-in-1 clearing. You get taken out of that stuff. And it's a very wonderful clearing. The clearings that I do normally are all typically a negative type of clearing, because I'm taking away garbage. I'm taking away your cellular memory stuff, which is preventing you from having full consciousness. And this clearing allows you to at least connect to your twin flame, which is your spiritual backup and your home base energy. And you get all this reincarnation cycle. So this is what it is. It's a very wonderful healing. It's great. Everybody who has this healing just loves it. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, and Chris also had one other clearing she wanted to know more about, which is the new seven-generational clearing that you're doing.
Okay. I'm doing two types of clearings. The seven-generational clearing goes back through your ancestors' say emotional beliefs. So it's more like a belief system that's really close to you, which is what you're dealing with in these, you know, lifetimes. Remember, this clearing probably goes back, I'm just guessing, around 1750 up to now. And we go back seven generations, and it takes away the mindset, the thought patterns that's instilled in your body through the beliefs of your ancestors. So this is what you're probably really, really working on in this lifetime. And it just goes a lot deeper than the century clearing. The century is all past lives. This one here is the more current one that you're dealing with. Then I also do a seven-generational blood clearing. And the blood clearing, and I also put the word entities in there. And this allows your whole body to communicate better with you. It's kind of hard to describe how it works, but the people that have had it so far just love this clearing also. But the blood one really plugs you into your divinity. And it takes away a lot of the inward stuff that's circulating. So I think it opens up an open path for communication through your blood to all your cells. And so the emotional one, which is the original one, is on the emotional energies. And this one here is more of a cellular communication energy. So they're both very, very good. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, next we have a request for a sample of the emotional and mental clearing that you do.
Okay, here we go. Sample of an emotional clearing. So again, I'll go back 5 days. And this is a sample. And what it does is it will eliminate probably around 80% of your stuff that you've had in the last 5 days. And the only way to get rid of all of it is to have your whole lifetime done. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared. This is emotional. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And now we'll do the mental energy. This is for people who live in their heads a lot. And plus everybody needs it anyway, we all think. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I'll take up another question here, which is, there was a question about what about the Ascended Masters? How do they all play into this?
Well, the Ascended Masters come down from the Light Ship into the Galactic Federation energies, into the quote-unquote spiritual hierarchy, pecking order, and then from there they come into the Earth plane. And a lot of them, you know, they incarnate like everybody else does. Some of the Ascended Masters have never left the Earth plane because they think that the God plane is divinity, okay, and the God plane of duality. And so they get stuck here because of the negativity. And then there are other ones that, Ascended Masters, that come from the Light Ship into the Federation. And then when the body dies, they go back to the Light Ship. Those are what we call light beings, okay? And so what happens is the Ascended Masters have come in here, and it depends how strong they were not to be overtaken by the darkness. And everybody who's listening knows that the darkness is, you know, always knocking on your door, so it's real hard to keep a clear thought. And when you have mind control from these this God plane energy, the negative extraterrestrials that are controlling everything here, it's very hard to bring in true spiritual teachings. So a lot of the teachings these masters will say have done a really good job on, but sometimes they have a twist in them. And that twist can cause a lot of people physical harm, and they can take on a belief system which is not really of the light because they have it written down. Remember, if it's written down, typically people think that it's right because it's written. You know, talking about it may not mean anything, but boy, if it's written, you know, that's it, because now it's in print. So you have to kind of watch yourself on what you're doing. Most of the teachings, or probably if not all of them, if you look through all of them, there's always that that fine truth in there, which may be covered up. And the basic thing is to go inside, you know, connect with your spirit. That's the whole thing, which is all the teaching should be about. As these masters come down, that's all they really need to talk about is one thing, go inside. Don't connect yourself to, you know, vortexes, open up stargates, you know, do earth healings, do all this other stuff, because it's all going to connect you to the dark side. And it's very, very sad. What happens is, on the earth healings, is that you're connecting yourself into a duality that's not your own from the earth. The earth is dealing in duality just like you are. So why would you want to take on the psychic energy of the earth into your poor physical body and cord into that energy that is not 100% light? And this is true of anything else. Your spirit is 100% light. So always connect to your spirit. And this is your only, you know, salvation that you ever are going to get down here is your spirit. So this is what this whole program is about, is to get you into your body with your spirit. Bring back your spirit fragments. Don't get caught in duality. Backpedal out of it and stay in the present moment. So I hope that answered that question.
Okay, great. So let's see. We have a couple of requests to bring in the wonderful Lightship Defense Fleet ship through the light beam.
Okay. So we'll bring in the one that was here, which was a Star of Bethlehem. This was a defense ship that was here to help Jesus during that process here. So I'll count to 10. It'll come into your room. And it's pure love energy. We tend to think, we use the word defense ship because that's what it actually was. It was here to ward off the darkness, to do protections, okay? And it was not from the Galactic Federation. They should have had one here to do that process. In fact, they should have had a whole defense fleet here to protect Jesus, okay, which they did not do, okay? And so the light ship did, on the initial contact with that process of the Immaculate Conception of Jesus, did bring down a light ship from the light ship here to protect that energy. And then it was turned over to the Galactic Federation after that. So here comes this beautiful defense ship of pure love energy. Like I said, I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And it's here now. Stay in your heart center. I know we've been talking a lot, and sometimes we get into our minds, but go back into your heart. Do that drop right now. Go from 10 to 1 down, do this yourself, and you can connect to the divine energy. Here, I'll bring it in a little bit stronger here for everyone. Open up your heart, and here it comes. Thank you. Sylvia, back to you again.
Okay, let's see. The next request that we had was for MMNM, so Archangel Michael, Melchizedek, and Metatron.
Okay, so here comes the 3Ms. They'll come through the light vein here. And again, just kind of take a deep breath, close your eyes, relax, and here they come. They'll be with you in about 15 seconds. Remember, contact is all it takes. You sense the change, nothing feels the same, love comes walking in. They walk in into your heart center. In the energy of Jesus here. So here he comes. in. He's still coming in, so just sit back and relax. And again, if you want to request a healing, ask for heart healing. Winding down here, and we have our conference call to get on in the next half an hour, so if you're interested, every Monday and Friday we have our 1 hour Creation Lightship conference call. It's $20 and we go to the Lightship for physical healings. So this is what we do Mondays and Fridays. It starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, and then we also do water charging on Wednesdays. And we do about a half an hour of healing, and then we do water charging until the BBS show starts on Wednesdays. And you get 7 containers of water, and the water lasts you for a whole week. So you have a month of water, and we charge $60 for that. So all this is money that I use to help keep this show on the air here, along with keeping the Lightship and me keeping alive down here, basically, because I have to survive. Unfortunately, we have money as an exchange down here and not spiritual energy. So that's where we are. So anyway, anything you want to add, Sylvia? So if you wanted to do a donation, that's wonderful too. That's on the site here. It's through PayPal. But I'll just say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. And the energies of Jesus will be with you for the next half an hour if you choose to leave the light beam up on your monitor screen. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I will just say that, yes, it looks like there's quite a few people that are having a wonderful heart healing experience right now. So, you can just stay in your heart center and continue that process and enjoy that beautiful love energy. So until Wednesday, good night and blessings, everyone.
Blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. Bye.